From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. Saudi Arabia has severed diplomatic ties with Iran less than a day after demonstrators in the Iranian capital stormed the Saudi embassy, protesting Riyadh's execution of 47 people, including prominent Shiite cleric Sheikh Nimr al-Nimr, who was a frequent critic of the Saudi royal family. Middle East Institute scholar Zubair Iqbal tells VOA all of this might be an overreaction.
Quite clearly, there have been problems between Saudi Arabia and Iran for quite some time. The point is that on neither side, neither of the two sides, there has been a measure of moderation, or for that matter, mechanism whereby they would be able to cool their tensions. Now, the consequence of that has been that both sides have been ramping up responses and reactions to each other. And now finally it's got to a stage where it could very well be a point of no return and will lead to greater degree of instability, in fact, a very fundamental instability in the region itself.
Demonstrations against the execution of al-Nimr and the others have taken place not only in the region, but around the world. A 6.7 magnitude earthquake shook remote northeastern India before dawn today near the borders with Bangladesh and Myanmar. AFP is reporting at least six people were killed. Dozens of others were injured by falling debris and the rush to get out of buildings. The quake was centered about 30 kilometers northwest of the city of Imphal, capital of Manipur state. Mauritanian authorities searching right now for an Islamist militant who escaped from prison where he was awaiting execution for his part in a plot to assassinate the president, Mohamed Ould Abdel Aziz. This is VOA News. Officials are saying the gunmen holed up in a building near the Indian consulate in the northern Afghan city of Mazar-e-Sharif are continuing to exchange gunfire with Afghan security forces. No group claiming responsibility for the attack on the consulate, which came a day after a deadly assault by suspected militants, Islamist militants, on an Indian air base near the Pakistani border that's killed at least seven troops and four gunmen. These assaults come a week after Indian Prime Minister Narendra Modi visited both Kabul and Islamabad, first visit to Pakistan by an Indian leader in more than a decade. Europeans traveling and travelers passing from Denmark into Sweden will have to show photo identification. All of that started today. The move by Sweden is an attempt to stop the flow of undocumented migrants into the country, known for its generous welfare system. Thousands of daily commuters between the countries will also be affected by the new measure. Sweden is the latest European country to impose the border checks, all but erasing, that is, the idea of the borderless Europe, where a traveler could pass from one country into another without showing a passport. Europe is facing its largest refugee crisis since World War II. Here in the U.S., a group has seized control of a federal government facility in a remote area of the state of Oregon. They broke into the headquarters of a wildlife refuge Saturday after staging a march in a nearby town, protesting the imminent imprisonment of two local ranchers who were convicted of setting fires on federally owned land several years ago. Federal judge recently ruled their jail terms were too short and ordered them back to prison to serve at least four extra years beginning today. VOA spoke with Ian Colgren, a reporter for the Oregonian newspaper, who is on the scene, where he has some insight into the group, described by some accounts as a militia.
They essentially went into these buildings, and they say they won't leave until the Hammonds, who are supposed to be going to federal prison, are released and the federal government relinquishes its control of the wildlife refuge. So there's been a lot of discussion about what exactly to call those people. Without knowing the details, it's a little bit hard to say, I think.
73-year-old Dwight Hammond and his 46-year-old son Steve Hammond are the focus of the group's protest. Chinese stocks plummeted nearly 7% today, prompting a halting of trade for the day on the Shanghai and the Shenzhen exchanges. Poor manufacturing and the tensions in the Middle East given as the cause.
That's the latest world news from VOA.